All right, so it is now 20 minutes to the top of the hour. The BUSA, that is, that's Business Unity South Africa, is of course hosting its Business Economic Indaba in Sandton, which started off today. Of course, we saw their President Cyril Ramaphosa as well, giving a keynote address as well. And the group seems to think that there needs to stop this overemphasis of leadership by consensus. Sipho Pijane, the president of BUSA, joining us on the line then. It seems that today did kick off very well then, Mr. Pijane. Thank you so much for your time. The question just becomes whether enough can be done as opposed to being said, which is exactly what was done today.
Well, the president expressed, as we all did, expressed appreciation for the focus on implement. And he clearly understood the impatience amongst us. As you said, it is a societal impatience with conversations that don't seem to be focused and resulting in action. So we appreciate that, and we think that it clearly indicates that some of the things that we've indicated are implementable with speed can be driven. We are on a common in a common place in respect of that.
Yeah, the hope then would be that, as you say, he mentions implementation, but the question becomes, you know, you say he's perhaps overemphasized the fact that he needs to get a correct or sufficient enough consensus here. Who should he perhaps be leaving out? Are you making note of, who do you think then in particular he should be addressing when it comes to certain things like this, if, you know, leaving out some of the others?
Well, I must say that we made the point in our statement that we appreciate the president's inclusive style of leadership, which means that he seeks to consult and talk to everybody and ensure that he gets everybody's views on board. But at the point, you must accept also that that might not result in everybody agreeing on what the direction of travel should be. There's a moment, a time, where you then have to take decisions and act on them. That's the point that we're making. So a consensus-driven leadership style is not about not consulting at all. It is about appreciating that you have to reach a point where you act on decisions that you take.
Your biggest sort of notion now and thing that you believe South Africa needs to get done right now in order to achieve the growth levels we need to. I mean, we've just seen the World Bank cut us down to 0.9% for this year. So we're, again, sub 1%. And it doesn't help us any bit.
Well, we've identified quite a number of things. Remember that our conversation was structured around five themes. And those themes looked at what kinds of things can you do to unlock growth in the South African economy. And we're quite specific about a number of those. And they were discussed in great details in small groups with the participation of some of the ministers that were here. And the president set in a feedback session from all of those. Remember that he was at the funeral of Ndatema Ponya, so he was not with us throughout the day. But certainly he made sure that he was back with us to get the feedback directly from working groups that had convened, and highlighting the key and urgent areas where it might improve our position.
Yeah, I suppose the question, as you said, becomes earlier that today has to go beyond just, you know, speaking about it, and it does need to be, you know, bold and decisive leadership to actually make things happen. Now, would you say then that that's the point as well of the Business Economic Indaba? What are the outcomes you are absolutely hoping for when it comes to the discussion points and hopefully elements that we can take forward then as an economy, as a country, and just as leadership of the country?
Yes, I mean, we welcome the opportunity that the president has extended to us, that some of the input that came from this session is worthy of consideration in the State of the Nation address, which shapes the program for the year in government, which would be funded in that it would be find expression in the commentary that will come with the budget speech. So that enables then for all of us to monitor those areas where we've already agreed to what extent they are being implemented and acted on. So it enables us to develop a concrete program of action and activities for this year, but we're looking at much more longer term things than short term. We all agreed that there's no quick fix to many of these, but a short term intervention that we can undertake that would be mitigative.
Yeah, Sipho Bijana, thank you so much for the time. The president of Business Unity South Africa, they're joining us on the line. Thank you for that. Indeed, we wish you the best still with that business economic indaba. It's enough to have an indaba all the time, and it's consistently what South Africa has without fail. But the question becomes, and obviously all of these are still at the exact same place, Sandton Convention Center, and nothing wrong with the venue, absolutely great venue. But how will the venue finally get us some answers? Will it finally get us to spring into action and actually get things done? A projected growth rate of below 1% as an emerging market. I've continuously asked the question now is, what are we emerging from? Because right now, it seems like we're emerging from the underground and trying to find South Africa's growth levels.